time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU 91, Wisconsin 89. In the second round of the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship, BYU wins and advances to the Sweet 16. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The head coach of the BYU Cougars is on headset. Coach Kevin Young, congratulations to you and your boys on heading to Newark, New Jersey for the Sweet 16. How outstanding is that?
That's incredible, man. Just so happy for our guys and so happy for all the Cougar Nation. I mean, this place was rocking in here with a lot of blue. But, man, that's just what gives me the most joy. Just happy for everybody that supports us.
Well, nice job tonight. Obviously, great, great all-time win. Coach, thank you for getting this win for Cougar Nation. But tell us about the approach to this game. You didn't have a lot of time. What were you seeing about Wisconsin? What did you think you could take advantage of? And how do you think the players implemented the game plan?
Yeah. I mean, I thought, you know, we felt like we could score on them, you know, just based on what we saw on the tape and kind of just what their schemes were relative to, you know, our speed and our spacing. You know, we felt like we could score on them. You know, we really tried to lock in with the defensive game plan, which for, you know, the first 10 minutes of the game was outstanding, I thought. And they went on a blitz there in the last 10 minutes of the first half, and they never stopped, unfortunately. But they're really, you know, they're hard to stop. Tungy's as shifty and as strong as a guy as I've seen in the college game this year. And so you just have to tip your hat to him and Blackwell. I mean, we had no answer for them except for that last stop. And that's what, yeah, you know, that's what we talked about, you know, in that time out there in that last huddle. And, you know, our guys got it done.
Yeah, how cool is it in a game where you score 91 and shoot a great number that you get to talk about a stop to win a game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, and you go back to, you know, at Iowa State, you know, I referenced that in that actual huddle. I referenced that with the players, and you know, they believe in themselves, man. They went out there and made it hard on Tungy. He's so, man, he's good, and Mag just did a great job of staying in front of him, staying down on his pump fake, and you know, we were able to get it done.
It's not supposed to be easy to get to the Sweet 16, and Wisconsin made it hard on you in those last couple of minutes. They really put it to you and made you grind out every last second.
They did. I thought offensively, I thought we did a really good job executing, minus, you know, probably two or three plays in the second half. But every time I felt like we needed a bucket, our guys were able to execute, whether it was, you know, stuff they were just doing in flow or some of the stuff that we were calling. You know, our execution was at a high level. You know, Richie came through once again, you know, with some big plays. And, you know, how about his offensive rebound? I mean, the guy's will to win is second to none. I thought, you know, it was fitting that he was the guy that really willed us to this win.
Six offensive rebounds for Richie tonight. Unbelievable.
I imagine the locker room was quite a scene. Can you kind of give us a glimpse of what went on after that great win?
Yeah, man, they're just in there dancing, having a good time. I saw, you know, they – unfortunately made me get in the middle of it for a second, which is embarrassing, but just a lot of excitement, you know. And that's just, this group has gotten, you know, the bond that they have is one that's grown throughout the year, and you know, we've had to rely on that. We talk about it a lot, just relying on each other, and so to see the joy on everyone's faces and in that locker room, man, it was really fun.
Was Trevin's Pump It Up song playing at full blast?
That thing was full blast. That thing was full blast for sure. He loves that song.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, get some closing comments from the coach, Kevin Young. Coach and the Cougs headed to the East Regional in New Jersey next week in the Sweet 16. Final score tonight, 91-89. The Cougs beat the Badgers for the first time ever. What a time to get win number one here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
On a long but glorious day in Denver, this is our closing segment of the broadcast with BYU head coach Kevin Young with us. It is the closing segment of the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Let's get to the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game as we do at this time. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at RyanValuation.com. Coach, if we had to kick it to you to pick one of your favorite stats from tonight, what would it be?
91-89.
There we go. Final score. Let's just leave it at that. All right, so it's on to the Sweet 16. You'll be watching an Alabama-St. Mary's game tomorrow to find out who your next opponent is. And then you'll hopefully make it to Marriott Center East next weekend as this thing continues. But you hit on the point early, but I was able to take a minute late in the game, kind of look around and just see so many famous and even not famous faces in BYU blue supporting you here tonight. And you've talked about maybe the one thing, I don't know if you were not ready for it, but how impressed you've been by it, by just what you've got from this fan base everywhere you go in this country.
Yeah, it's remarkable. You know, it's like you said, it's not something that I was necessarily ever even thinking about, but just the responsibility that comes with leading this program, with how many people support BYU and they show out and show up. And that gives me just as much joy as anything to see everyone so happy for our success, and they have so much pride in it. And this place was, it was unbelievable, truly, like in terms of the fan support.
Coach, one guy I want to talk about. We had him on right after the game. You mentioned his music in the locker room, but how about Trevin Nell? I mean, he's been around 6 years, and he comes up, hits 4 or 6 threes today. Was really good. I just love to see kind of that reward for all his dedication and loyalty, and to have a game like that, it was pretty special to see him.
I couldn't agree more. You know, he's hit, even in both games, honestly, he's hit huge threes. I think back to the VCU game when he hit that big three before halftime, and then tonight, you know, and he's like stay ready guy, because I threw him in. One of my coaches whispered, hey, get Trev in for this play, which was a good call by Tim Fanning, and then Trev banged that three at the top. So he just stays ready. For a shooter, you know, I don't necessarily give him the luxury of just kind of playing in rhythm. It's like when he's out there, we expect him to make shots, and he did that tonight. But just his leadership, man, his countenance, it's just something that's comforting for me, and I know our guys rely on it as well. And on top of all that, he's just an unbelievable guy.
We hit on Yegor's line right before you came in, but he goes 11-8-8 with a single turnover. That 8-to-1 ratio, you'll take that any day of the week.
No question. I mean, I think, you know, Dallin and Yegor, that combination, you know, I mean, it gives us, a lot of stability at the position.
They go 14-3 between the two of them.
Yeah, incredible, you know. And so they've been a really good 1-2 punch. You know, I play them separately. I play them together, you know, and they were able to answer. But how about Yegor, though, with eight big defensive rebounds, too? He was battling big guys all night.
Yep.
You know, his versatility on defense, I think, sometimes gets overlooked. But he was good tonight.
All right, last thing for you then, Coach. Coming into this week or weekend, I think a lot of the theme was, when will BYU get that first win and kind of put that stigma aside? That was done. And then it was, well, we're not done yet. And you proved that by winning here. And now you get to take this thing east into the rarefied air in college basketball. The best 16 teams in the game end up where you're ending up next weekend. And yet your guys still feel like it's, you know, mission's not accomplished yet. They're hoping to play more.
No question. And I mean, I've said this all along. I think early days, people kind of, I don't want to say thought I was crazy, but I've said it to our players all the time, all season long. We're a good team. We can play with any team in the country. I believe that. I think the guys believe it. You know, they're trusting in their abilities more and more. And so, you know, we just rely on the work that we've put in all year. I mean, that's been my message with these guys in this postseason. And it's something I learned a long time ago. When you get to the postseason, your true colors come to life. And what I mean by that is the teams that have good habits and they can rely on the stuff that they've done all year long, they don't have to just make stuff up in the postseason. Like, those are the teams that are good. And I think that's what our group's been all year. And that's been, I think, a big driver in our confidence. And that'll certainly be, you know, kind of our war cry as we you know, we look to advance in this tournament.
All right, the last thing for you is you came into a building, an NBA building, to play a college game, a building you'd been in before in different scenarios, and you've given to experience it now in two different ways. Now we go to a place called the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. You've been there a few times in the pro game. Now you get to bring a different perspective to this building, and the experiences just continue for you and your career with Cougar Nation right along for the ride. What a life you're living right now.
Yeah, no, it's great. And shout out to Jake Reynolds, president of the New Jersey Devils. He's a good friend of my member of our faith. He was fired up for us to maybe come play at the Prudential Center. So we'll have a lot of
there
blue
we
out. We'll have a lot of blue out there as well, and our guys will be they'll be ready to go out there, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of the East Coast blue out there.
All right, Coach, we look forward to everything that's still to come for you and the boys. Congrats again, and we'll keep this thing rolling.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, Kevin. That's head coach Kevin Young.